Patrick was willing enough to gather up some sticks and put them on the fire, although he moved like a baugie, a reanimated corpse. And when the fire was blazing, he slumped back down in his former place with his arms between his bony knees, already more asleep than awake. Roland thought he might actually have to slap the boy to bring him around, and would later wish, bitterly, that he had done just that. "Patrick, listen to me." He shook Patrick by the shoulders hard enough to make his long hair fly, but some of it flopped back into his eyes. Roland brushed it away. "I need you to stay awake and watch. Just for an hour, just until... Look up, Patrick, look! Gods, don't you dare go to sleep on me again, do you see that? The brightest star of all those close to us?" It was Old Mother Roland was pointing to, and Patrick nodded at once. There was a gleam of interest in his eye now, and the gunslinger thought that was encouraging. It was Patrick's I-want-to-draw look. And if he sat drawing Old Mother as she shone in the widest fork of the biggest dead cottonwood, then the chances were good that he'd stay awake. Maybe until dawn, if he got fully involved. "Here, Patrick." He made the boy sit against the base of the tree. It was bony and knobby and, Roland hoped, uncomfortable enough to prohibit sleep. All these movements felt to Roland like the sort you made underwater. Oh, he was tired. So tired. "Do you still see the star?" Patrick nodded eagerly. He seemed to have thrown off his sleepiness, and the gunslinger thanked the gods for this favor. "When it goes behind that thick branch, and you can't see it or draw it any more without getting up, you call me. Wake me up, no matter how hard it is, do you understand?" Patrick nodded at once, but Roland had now traveled with him long enough to know that such a nod meant little or nothing. Eager to please, that's what he was. If you asked him if 9 and 9 made 19, he would nod with the same instant enthusiasm.